All right, we're going to kick off this hour. Have you ever been traveling on the White Mud westbound? And it's maybe, you know, it's rush hour. And you're coming up to the Williger off-ramp. And it's bunged up for like a mile back. And you can come up on it pretty fast, and it can be really, really dangerous. In fact, there's numerous accidents that happen there on a regular basis. And then, you know, maybe you keep going over and you go over the Rainbow Valley Bridge. You know that that bridge is in big need of repair? Well, the Terwilliger Drive expansion project, it's been in the works. It's been talked about, started to be talked about back in 2017. You know, phase one, the expansion of Terwilliger Drive from the White Mud down to 23rd Avenue, just wrapping up. Oh, it's glorious, to be honest with you. Four lanes each side. It's glorious to drive on now. But as deliberations of the city budget continue at City Hall, there's the possibility that phase two of this project could get scrapped or be paused. And phase two includes fixing that off-ramp at Terwilliger Drive, coming, actually the on-ramp ramp from the White Mud onto Terwilliger Drive that gets all bunged up, and that bridge deck. Well, the councillor for Pehasawin is saying, hey, not so fast, because some other city councillors are saying maybe this is a project that needs to be paused. Tim Cartmell joining me this afternoon. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am good. And I have to say, you know, the last time we bumped into each other at an event, I told you, wow, I was just so thrilled with that, the expansion, that phase one, part one of Terwilliger Drive being, you know, from two lanes to four lanes. It's made traffic along Terwilliger Drive move so much better. Phase two, though, let's go into that. Phase two, set to begin shortly. And now some other city councillors are suggesting maybe it needs to be scrapped or at least hit pause. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, there are some that would like to effectively change the design of phase two so as to not improve the ramp that you've just described. There seems to be some undercurrent that that ramp only serves cars, which is not at all accurate, and therefore the ramp should not be improved because only cars use it.
Well, what does it matter if only cars use it or not? The White Mud is a freeway where mainly cars are on that goes on to Terwilliger Drive that mainly cars use.
Well, I can't understand it myself. I've got to say, this has been one of the most frustrating days of my time here on council. But notwithstanding that, even if you don't think that we should do anything that makes it better for people that drive cars, that ramp is used by on-demand buses, mm-hmm. by DATS buses, by transport trucks, by delivery and service vehicles. And maybe you don't care if somebody in a car hits somebody else in a car, but you might care if somebody in a big truck hits a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, safety is safety. We do safety stuff all the time. Why this project is continually mischaracterized and misidentified and held up as something that is somehow not worthy is quite frankly beyond me. I don't get it.
And there are safety issues there. You know, I drive along the White Mud almost every day. And, you know, if traffic is moving along there at the speed limit at 80, and next thing you know, you come around the corner and boom, traffic is backed up because it is, you know, that steep curve all the way around goes, you know, just that one lane. There's safety issues there. What has you know, reports into that shown?
Well, I mean, essentially that it's an unsafe situation. It's essentially a left-hand turn lane off a freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way you build lanes on freeways, first of all. So, you know, it would turn that lane into a proper freeway exit and make it from one lane to two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the overall scheme of things, in the overall cost of this project, it's modest. You know, the cost of that extra lane and that straightening out is modest compared to the cost of the replacement of the bridges or the cost of adding the southbound bus lane or adding, you know, all of the work that we've just finished doing.
Tim, are other counselors talking about, you know, is it just that off-ramp or is it the bridges as well and the rebuild of the Rainbow Valley bridges?
Well, it's just the ramp, but, you know, the bridge is designed to get a little, like the design of the rebuild of the bridge is to make it a little wider so as to accommodate a double lane. So if you take the lane out, then you cause a redesign. You cause a delay in the project. So let's say, for argument's sake, you're going to save $10 million by deleting some work. But the redesign work takes a year, and inflation on this project consumes that $10 million. So we're right back where we are, you know, next year, spending the same amount of money but getting less for it. To what effect? You know, and in theory, as far as I understand it, is to somehow try to find savings in our overall budget and redirect dollars to other things. So, in effect, take money out of the Twilliger project, which is very heavily a transit project, very heavily a multi-use trail project, and redirect dollars into transit and multi-use trails, bike lanes. You know, and so when you begin to hear that, you know, the logic threads don't support this. This clearly is very much about where the project is and not what the project is, and that's getting profoundly tiresome.
I thought funding for this project was already taken care of from the budgets over the last couple of years.
It is, and over the last couple of years, with the toing and froing, you know, the city put in $102 million. The province put in $116 million. So let's just think about that for a minute. This is the first project ever in the city, joint project ever, that has more provincial funding than city funding. This is the first roadway project, if you want to call it that, ever, that is deliberately designing in three modes of transportation. It's the most progressive project that we've ever undertaken. It checks all the boxes. It does all the things it ought to do. I just don't understand it, honestly.
So, okay. So where are we on this?
Well, there's a conversation going on as we speak at council, where councillors are asking questions of administration about the capital plan. Actual changes are being offered today, I don't think. So the budget conversation continues next Wednesday morning, 9:30, and that's when we as councillors begin to offer changes to the capital project, to the capital plan, which would include all of the things you've heard about, Twilliger Drive, Lewis Farms Rec Center, the zoo, all of those projects that people have brought up.
All right, a lot of work ahead. Tim, thanks for putting this on our radar. We'll be closely watching. Can I ask one other question? I think, did the police present their, did they do their presentation for budget this morning?
They did, yes. And, you know, we've had a number of conversations with the police over the last year. We actually did have a conversation with police on their annual plan. I think it was 2 weeks ago. So we've had a lot of conversation with police, yes.
All right. And, okay, so the countdown is on. Tim, don't pull your hair out.
I think it's gone. So.
All right. Well, again, you know, I know there's a lot of folks in Southwest and in South Edmonton who are watching this closely, and certainly anyone who travels on the White Mud.
Every
single day, you look at the number of vehicles. You don't have to turn onto Twilliger to be impacted by this. You could be, you know, heading out to the other end of town, maybe even out to Sherwood Park, traveling out that way, and you know what I'm talking about
you're
that
going,
corner.
Yeah, you're going from Millwoods to West Edmonton Mall. You're going from Red Deer to Grand Prairie, and you run down this road. So, you know.
All right. Yeah. We'll be watching closely. Tim, thanks for the update.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Take care. Tim Cartmell joining me this afternoon is the counselor for Ward Pehaswin. Moving it to bike lanes? Come on. Doug says, that's the stupid city of Edmonton for you. Anti-vehicle, anti-commerce movement. They think public transit's going to fix everything, but they can't get a train to work at full capacity or even at all. This one says priorities. Remove the $230 million for bike lane maintenance and development. Reallocate to projects like Twilliger, what we were just talking about. Kim says, Jay, I think the scrapping of this Phase 2 to Williger is more about the politics of big money going into this quadrant of the city. And as Councillor Cartmell said, this project actually has more money coming to it from the province and actually the city. But again, I know a lot of you travel the White Mud. You know exactly the corner that I'm talking about. You know exactly the challenges that happen there on a day when there's snow, when there's a lot of traffic. You know how that just gets backed up. And sometimes you just come, you know, driving around and doing the speed limit and you're wailing on the brakes because all of a sudden things are coming to a very quick stop. Yeah, it is one of those ones as our city continues to grow, right? As our city continues to grow, you have these roadways and these on-ramps and off-ramps that just, they need to be built up, built out. You know, we see that often. Oh my gosh, we saw it with the Henday, right? And this is another one of those. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with this one. And, you know, I'm also going to say, you know, keep a close eye on who's voting for what as we move forward. I know some of you do. I suspect more and more people are going to be watching here.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.